Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
What?
X gonna give it to you. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Deadpool up. Shibababab. Yadadada. Me and Dylan gonna have a talk.
Yo,
we gonna have a goddamn talk. I'ma put that young boy in order.
Bro, I used to say this all the time, how Swiss just be pushing buttons.
Yeah, right.
Like, and we let it go. And I'm not mad at it, but I'm just saying, Swiss was just pushing buttons, man.
Swiss was a little noisy. He was like a kid just banging on the keys and shit. But, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one and only No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Dave Temple.
And this is the show. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have the wonderful, my uncle in comedy. One of the old heads that guide me in the right direction. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Dante Nero.
What up?
Dante is here with us.
My dudes.
Yeah. To talk all the good shit.
Yeah.
He's the leader. He's the professor and dean of Man School.
Man School 202. Formerly Black Philip. Patrice.
Yeah. Rest in peace to the God.
202 is advanced, bro.
Huh?
202 is advanced.
Yeah, that's the next
Man
level.
School. I went to college. I know. When 202. You get to the, yeah, that's the second floor. Like,
see how
doing
he slipped that in?
He
said, yo, I went to college. We know you're smart.
But that's what I'm saying. I like where this is about.
Yeah, man. Yeah. 202, boy.
Yeah.
That's the second level.
The print, I could always tell a cat that hits me up who was listening to Black Philip.
Okay.
Because that was 2006.
Okay.
And he'd be like, my bitch be like, probably like, ooh, take it easy.
It's not the same anymore.
It's real
I got a kid now.
Real aggressive.
Slow it down 1,000. Yeah.
So Dante is a comic, actor, you know, entrepreneur,
relationship
podcaster,
guru.
You know, a lot of titles, but you know, this is our guy, man. Like, this is a fun thing to have, because Dante is the guy that you kind of call when you need some advice. He's a real New Yorker.
Yeah.
You know, when you realize why we survived in New York is because we had people we could kind of call in the cut.
Yeah. My big ass scary uncle.
Yeah, like Dante is a whole Grand Theft Auto character when you think about it. Like, yo, you just in a jam and you call him, and this is the guy who's actually in a chinchilla, sitting in a fucking Jeep loaded up with LEDs, with a bitch with a fat ass and tiny waist, and he hello like this.
I'm a nigga Sherpa.
That's it. He's like a
really
shaman
guy. I put my hand on the ground and be like,
like you call
bitches is coming. I can feel it.
Like, you know, I've never hung out with Dante anywhere that wasn't cool.
Absolutely.
That's the other thing that's the craziest shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've hung out with niggas on stoops. I've hung out with niggas just sitting in the car smoking weed.
Okay.
I've hung around niggas in their mom's basement. You know what I mean?
Like,
I ain't never been nowhere with Dante that wasn't cool.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that, man.
Being this big-ass Jeep with the cruise horn scared everybody. See, before COVID, it was fun. The nigga just get in the car real quick. I'm like, oh, shit. I feel like the set of Triple X. It's the dude with the message, and I got to go through him to get to the gun and shit. Like, that's the, man.
Dante.
Good times, man.
So tell us a little bit about Man School 202. What happens in this advanced level podcast
Absolutely.
We got going on here?
So when we started, like, so originally this show was, I'm home. This is how the whole Black Phillip said, I'm home. So Patrice calls me. He doesn't even go, yo, what's up, it's Patrice. He just starts talking.
Okay.
Yo. So, yo, you want to, he just, and whatever questions
right,
on it,
right.
he just go, it's like, you know who it is, nigga.
Yeah.
And he goes, yo, I got this radio shit. I want you to come on, well, with Opie and Anthony on Sirius Radio. Well, I go, what's the format? He goes, same shit we doing right now.
Okay.
Which is, that's what it was. So it was real cool because, you know, where you think there's a format of like, it was just kick it.
Yeah.
So I went on.
Was, y'all was good enough together to just
well,
be able
we
to
did,
kick it.
You know, we shot, you know, we always talk shit in hell court anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, y'all was some guys. Yeah. I listened to y'all going, damn, you can talk like that? Word.
So we, so I was like, yeah, and we started doing this thing, and it was like Patrice was going through this thing where he had went out to Brazil, and there was a there was a whole different vibe with the whores and stuff out there.
Okay.
And then I was a male stripper for 10 years and 60 pounds ago.
Wow.
And then, you know, and then I, you know, I managed a few young ladies on an escort, sir, whatever.
Right,
so, and,
right.
and so I always was around dudes that had chick problems. You know?
Okay.
In general, chick problems. And so if you, you know, for lack of a better word, it, look, if you could convince somebody somebody to sell a pussy, it's easy to get her to shut up during the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It's just an easy jump.
Yeah.
I got you.
It's a real easy jump. That's easy. If you could do one, it's easy. You get a cold glass of water with crushed ice. If you could so
what Jay-Z say? I sold kilos of coke.
Yeah.
I'm guessing I could sell CDs.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can sell hot dogs, right? Everybody like hot dogs. So it was just, it was like just taking those principles and applying it to a square relationship. So I was a male stripper for 10 years. You have to understand how women perceive attractiveness.
This is the origin of gurus, folks. Listen. Yeah.
So if you're stripping and you don't understand how to portray attractiveness and how women perceive attractiveness, you don't eat.
You don't eat.
So that was that part, and then I was whoring around and just ridiculously whoring around. I mean, because the environment allowed that, and so it was just things when you're with a lot of, you know, if you want to learn how to fuck a lot of people, practice makes perfect. Two things that you're supposed to be, as a man, you're supposed to be better at. You're supposed to automatically know how to do is fucking be in a relationship. And both of those need practice. I mean, you wouldn't even ask a nigga to play ping pong if he didn't know how to, you know what I mean? You wouldn't.
Yeah, if he ain't hold the paddle right.
You gotta learn how to play ping pong. So relationships, sex, all of that, you need practice. And so I should just talk to square dudes all the time. You're like, oh, my girl, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, bang, 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 bang. And they were like, yo, that shit worked. And I was like, yeah, nigga, it worked. I mean, it wasn't like I was a prodigy. I just had I was just the environment, the amount of women, you start to see the patterns.
Yeah.
And once you see the patterns, it's easy to just reproduce once you see how things connect. And so, but we were angry. Patrice was angry. We, you know, I wasn't angry because I always did well. But Patrice was angry, and we kind of came together and we talked. And then all these dudes was like, "Yo, this shit is, I never even heard." You know, so it became the show. We only did 13 episodes. It went dead after 13. And we never did a show. Never got a station. You know. But that went on online, and it just became this cult following where I don't know, dudes would just re-listen to those episodes.
Word.
And I was kind of like the synopsis dude.
Okay.
So if I interjected something, but if Patrice was trying to get it out, I usually could take his and cipher it through my head and go, so what you saying is, blah, 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 and put it in a concise.
A big-ass Brita filter.
Yeah, I speak in T-shirts, you know what I mean?
Like, that's the weird thing, though, when you got to help a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when motherfuckers, what he's trying to say.
What he's trying to say is, you a nigga translator. Oh, I translate the Negroidian language.
So I was maybe like 2000. Patricia passed in 11, and around 2000, maybe 12. I'm at Stand Up New York. I'm doing a show, and there's this dude, very very like jazz musician, you mm-hmm. know. He got a Swedish girlfriend, he got a scarf, horn rim glasses, you okay. know, overcoat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That comes that with a white kinda, girl. Yeah. That, you yeah, gotta that. Have a white girl with that. And he came over to me, he was like, yo, I'm a big fan. But no, first he said, yo, I wanna talk, can I talk to you? And I was teasing him because I was like, nigga, yeah. I need a scarf.
Yeah, he like
in
a
order
wizard.
To have a white girl, you gotta have a scarf, so I'm fucking with him. And then he comes out, I'm like, oh, this thing wanna smoke. And he was like, nah, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, but he was a young dude. And he says, yo, I've been a fan of Black Phillip, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? And I had no idea that it was online and stuff like that. And then I was really hurting from losing Patrice. And I said, I'm going to do the show. And since we called the show Black Phillip because Opie and Anthony said that Patrice was like the black Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Patrice Ness, yeah, I'm Black Phillip, right?
Black
yeah.
Phillip.
That was it. And then when I redid, when I after he passed as an homage to him, I'm lighter, so I was Beige Phillip, right? And then we did it like that. And then, you know, the world changed.
Yeah.
Gender became fluid and all kinds of stuff. And then, but I was like, I'm trying to figure it out. But what you find out is that this the principle, like, so I have this thing that I always say that always kind of exemplifies everything. I say that true wisdom is the understanding of underlying concepts, how they relate to situations that seem irrelevant but really are not. Meaning when you learn a particular thing, and you boil it down to just the cosmic and universal truth.
Okay.
Once you have that truth, you can reuse that in every aspect of your life. You can just reuse it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I feel that.
Something as simple
that.
As like a stitch in time saves nine, like don't procrastinate. And then you apply that in every aspect of your life.
Right.
So, you know, so understanding
what the fuck
that
was
how
that, Derek?
Yeah. It's the guru. That's the guru point.
So it was just so it was like reapplying these things, but how do I apply them to lesbian relationships, to gay and lesbian relationships or trans relationships and stuff? And the principles stay the same. It's just the difference is instead of saying masculine and feminine, you say dominant and submissive.
Oh, okay.
And it
code switch.
And
I like
the, and the principles because it's a universal truth.
Right,
so
right.
So it just comes out the same way. So I had a good friend of mine, Pat Brown. I had a thing where she was like in the friend zone. With some okay. shit, right? And when she was telling me the story, it was like, yo, that's the friend zone. Like, this is the Damn, regular man. Friend zone shit, right? So she had this chick she was like, she was trying to, play, you know, do all the right shit to get her. And I was like, you got to understand, it's if you play skit. All right, so there's an old commercial.
Hold on, I just want to pause on the sec that you just brought up lesbian friend zone. I never even thought about
that.
I was just thinking about that. Like, what comes in that? Like a couch?
I feel so ignorant just assuming, damn.
Like, we hanging out and then I don't get the scissor. You know what I mean? No scissoring, no clam bashing.
Yeah.
We just hanging out.
We probably just cook each other good food and shit.
That is crazy.
And you want a scissor because you the aggressor.
And you feel like, because I feel like if we lesbians, we already kind of understand each other.
Yeah, right?
So how the fuck you going to waste my time?
It's the same game.
Like, yo, what the fuck?
Because people ain't shit, and it's the same
like,
game.
Yo, that's like, yo,
yo,
I'm
you,
on your side
can
now.
You bring up this YouTube video. This is really important. There's a IKEA commercial
okay.
called Henry Get the Car.
Okay. Right.
All right. Can you get that?
So, IKEA commercial called Henry Get the Car.
So
let's
real,
rev it up.
Little, I don't know if you've seen it. White lady leaves out of IKEA, and she looks at the bill. Well, he'll show it to you.
Okay.
But
we'll
the principle of it is that on moreover than not, we're in. All right, this is it.
I got it out.
Yeah.
Here's your receipt. Have a nice day. Thank you.
So she checks the receipt. She's like, oh, this shit was cheap as shit. So she feels like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here because I got over.
Okay.
This can't be right, right? So she gotta get let me get the fuck out of Dodge before she goes. Before they find out that her bill is not what it should be. Now here's how this relates to relationships.
Put it together.
Most guys are in relationships, and they don't feel like they got the capital to be in the relationship.
Okay.
So you shop. You think you shoplifting the pussy.
Word.
True.
So you don't.
I got over.
Right. Yeah. Right, I got. But the reality is when you when you really understand what your value is.
Okay.
You're not. But you got to believe that you have the value. So when a dude just feels like he's shoplifting the pussy, he's going. Look, I don't really deserve to be here.
Okay.
So let me do all the right things. What's the strategy? How many days after I date her should I call her back?
Okay.
Should I text her back?
Okay.
What does it mean when she says...
Go ahead, Professor.
All of that is in your head. Mm-hmm. But why is that in your head when you really feel like you deserve that?
Yeah.
So if Drake hollers at somebody, if Drake runs into a chick and he goes, yo, I'm going to be here for a day, come up to the hotel.
Uh-huh.
He's not going, should I... Did I text it? It's like, this is an opportunity for you, and she jumps on it. Why? Because she knows that she don't have the value to play at that level. She's not really playing above the rim, so she's gonna go, and he's confident because he knows it's somewhere for millions. Mm. You a raggedy local. This is an opportunity for you. But
I get it.
But if
I know, I'm trying to think when I've done that. Oof, shit. Like, you ever go back to the hood every now and again? Like, just around the old way?
I've done it.
And you have been...
I've done it.
You don't even have that much different status from when you left.
But they think you do.
And that's a weird thing that they put themselves in.
And they trying to get you.
They'll put themselves right in the line of like, oh, yeah, just like, yo, you know, I got a whole situation going. It's all right. It's like
what you what's up?
They'll already just demean themselves for you, and it's like
she's saying,
son.
I always say it like this: I got a Benz, I got okay. 600 Benz,
okay,
and I go, yo, I got this Benz, and you go, oh, how much you want for? I'm like, you bitch ass nigga. Give me $100. You're going to go $100? You're not even going to address the bitch-ass nigga part.
Yeah, you call me that. I don't care.
Because you're going,
yeah.
I don't really got the money for this. This is a win. No matter, even with the bitch-ass nigga, it's a win.
Bitch-ass nigga, give me $100.
Yeah, with the bitch-ass nigga. Here's a bean. Let me get them.
Yo, I fucked your mama. Yeah, she was out there a lot. She got lit. I'm gonna tell her you said hi.
Can Yo, I... that is a is that a thing though? Do people? I feel like that used to be some old ass New York shit to see somebody to disrespect somebody in the club and be like, you bitch ass nigga, here's $100. Like that is funny.
Bitch ass nigga, give me $100.
That is so funny.
That's it. it's you in the you understand what your status is. She understands that she's not your. So it's like.
All right.
Come on, you. Whatever I give you, it's a win. This is a win.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And so, most of the time when dudes are in relationships,
all right,
they've already decided that the chick is above them in some way because they're attracted to her, because feelings involved, because she's bad, because of whatever her stat, whatever. Because
people were singing them songs. She's so high. Nigga, stop. Right. Look at what you're programming into these kids, nigga. You can't have this top 40 on. She's so high. Like now you got a whole generation of pussies.
Hey, girl.
What was that rap song? He goes, it ain't tricking if you got it. No, it's still tricking. It's still tricking. Even if you got it.
A woman wrote that. A woman wrote that to sabotage men.
So, but if you feel like there's always that power struggle. And when you see, so I do consultations. I do the one-on-one
consultations.
Dontaneo.com. You can go and click on consultant. You can book time with me. But soon I assess what the value is, what your value is, and at least what you think the value is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you people, yo, she just texts me. I mean, how long should I wait before I text her back? She said this. But here's the thing. If I feel like I'm you got to feel like you Drake.
Yeah.
You gotta, yo, listen, yeah, it's Dante. Yeah, we saw you yesterday. Why don't you come by? Let's cook dinner.
Okay, just throw it at him.
Now, act like, oh, you cool. All right, moving on. Yeah. Just like, because if Drake gives some local chick burn, and she gives any problem at all, what do you go? Yeah. I'm being Illinois tomorrow.
Yo, he treated, you know, only thing I could relate to that, all having right, that level of status. Yeah. I was just walking down the street eating a bag of pretzels, and the dude was like, can you help me get something to eat? And I gestured the bag of pretzels, and he was like, I don't have no teeth. And I kept walking. Because, like, right, this is the extent of a fuck I'm going to give.
I didn't.
This. Like, it comes no further than this.
To be that indifferent to a woman is this, crazy.
But that's the power in it. Ooh. I had a white dude, old white dude. He was, like, 60, in his late 60s. Homeless dude. He's like, yo, you got something to eat? I was, can you give me something to eat? I was like, you ever say nigga before? Wait, this nigga's living in the 1950s. What's the chances of him not saying nigga?
You ever say nigga before? Be honest, nigga.
So now he's like, buck. Do I tell the truth and get this? Or do I lie and I'm different or whatever?
That's the funniest shit, to stump these niggas. We used to do that on the motorcycles. You know, they ride motorcycles and we'd be sitting at the gas stations. Junkies always coming up. And one of my homies, you should just grill a nigga. Like, all right, listen, man, I'm out here. You a grown ass man. I got two kids at home in the bed asleep. I got to provide for them. Why should I take away from them and give to you? You old enough to work. You old enough to sell drugs. You can sell dick. Why should I give it to you? And it's just, you just watch the nigga just come apart.
I ain't never even asked niggas. You just say no or they ignore me, right?
That's like a Robin Harris joke. If you can't give us no change, I understand. Well, I'm damn so glad you understand. Because I ain't giving you a motherfucking thing.
That shit. That, he was like panicking.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, nah, I never said. I was like, you lied. I'm out. And I just, nigga, stay hungry, massa.
Yeah, man.
So, but that understanding your value. Okay. So as it, 20, Man School 202 was a thing where it just, it was taken, the first version was angry.
Uh-huh.
And no real solution. We was just bitching and yo, this is fucked up. That's what. Okay. Second part was how do you fix this?
Okay.
Right. And then the third, the 202 is the refinement of the techniques and the platforms that work universally across gender.
Okay.
Across, you know, ethnic back. It's just the universal understanding of what it is.
So damn, trans people is hitting up for relationship advice already, huh?
Yeah, man.
Dog, I had the chick who was fucking with Tiger, Mia Isabella.
You sure?
You know, I mean, it was a thing. It was on Black Twitter.
Okay.
So
Mia Isabella.
She's like a trans porn star.
Oh wow!
Right, and Tiger was the rapper. Tiger was fucking, and he, you know, she had. That's how she got famous. Was this whole scandal about him? Yeah. Whatever. When it could be a scandal.
That's how they get in now.
Yeah. It's not. It ain't even a scandal now. Now you can't even blink. Like what? If you somebody said Derrick Gaines was dating a trans girl, I gotta be like, well, I hope they're happy.
Well.
You
know?
Like, I can't even go deep. That's different for him. I can't even. I gotta be like, man, I hope they real happy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's all you can say. And shout out to my trans folk, my man, ladies and gentlewomen. I love y'all.
I heard he's dating a trans person.
Is that fucked up?
Yes, I did not hear that. But good for them.
So you gotta be real. You got, you know. So, but under, but so the. And this is what freaked me out. So we doing the show, we're doing my pod, we're doing Man School, doing my podcast.
Okay.
And she's basically got pretty girl syndrome.
Okay.
Oh, you know, sometimes if a guy sends you his helicopter to come to his da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yo. So I'm like, you think, like, you really think people live like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, well, I mean, that's what my life is. And I was like, so I was like, yo, you corny. Like I just start beating her. Like, yo, the fact that you're so oblivious to people is just, you're whack, right?
Yeah.
And the minute I started, like, giving her the business, she was like, stop it, daddy. Stop. Like, it just.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same. It's all the same. So as we was taking the you know, like, she just kept, it just kept getting flirty and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just doing what I do, but that masculinity, that dominance is bending her will. And she's like, oh, this is, so we go to take the picture, you know, you take the picture at the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, put my arms, yo, let's take the picture. Bam, she takes her ass and throws it right up on my crotch. Like, bam, I'm like, oh, and they catch the picture. But it's like the principles are such the same that even with this girl who, you know, where because I was under the impression, oh, it's different. And it's just, it's all the same shit.
Yeah.
So this is how you found out it transcends, is it?
Yeah, that's transcends.
It transcends, right?
That's it, like transcend.
You cover all borders with the same message. Well, like, so you're good.
People are people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You find that people are people, and when you understand the root of that, and everybody's insecure. Everybody's insecure about something. But so what I always try to do is, I think, but when you're coming from this place, I always say when you're laying on the bed and laying across the bed by yourself and the shadow from the ceiling fan is whipping across your face, if you ain't shit, you know you ain't shit. You can't, there's no way to hide it. You know what you are, you know what you're not. So you have to, you have to lead your day. So I always say, I wake up in the morning with the intention on kindness and civility. I have an acronym that I say everybody's, I live by.
I know about them acronyms.
It's
shout
ACE.
Out to Philly.
ACE, which is authenticity.
Okay.
Credibility and empathy. Authenticity is that I tell the truth, even when it hurts, right? Credibility, I say what I mean. I mean what I say. I do what I'm going to, I say what I'm going to do. Nobody, anybody, you know, my reputation in this business is, if Dante says he's going to do it, it's going down.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and empathy is to understand that when you have a social, there's a social dynamic between two people that you, to have the empathy to know what somebody else is going through. And if you operate wrong, that's so rare in the context of people. I mean, if you just think about, if you just start rattling off names, this is, some people have one or two or some have none or whatever, but that's so rare. And then we think that the prestige, the money, the finance is really the value, but that's not the value. It's truthfulness, credibility, and empathy. So if you a multimillionaire,
okay,
I mean, look at Trump. Trump don't pay nobody.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make if you get a deal with him, a big deal that's worth millions of dollars? You probably still not gonna get paid.
Yeah.
If you got a hot girl, she's a Victoria's Secret model, and she's fucking your dad, it don't matter how hot she is.
It's terrible, right?
Do you know what I mean? So
that but sucks everything the pretty comes right out of her.
That. Everything kind of comes, like, in reality, that, you know, doesn't, like,
get... What do you mean?
Every up, like, that comes with a big major down.
I don't know about that. You think that?
I don't know. I feel like there is... That's kind of what balances it out. You know what I mean? Where, like,
it's all about
some
balance.
Of our mistakes of what we think happiness are, or we might perceive somebody else as having happiness, but there's like a negative weight that comes with that thing that
yeah,
we might envy.
But I don't think it has to. And that's what I think the whole point of the authenticity, credibility, and empathy is that it removes the down.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because you can't, nobody can't say nothing for, y'all my dudes. Y'all, I love y'all to death. I watched y'all come in, but nobody could say I'm not a truthful dude.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody try to lie on me and go, that ain't happen. Half the time, y'all would say, no, it ain't. Right. If somebody told you I took some pussy, y'all would be like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, no, I
mean, couldn't even say that.
Yeah.
If somebody said, yo, this nigga punk Don, I don't
right,
think so.
Right.
Punk Dante.
Who?
So let me
was
ask
it
you
Mike
this.
Tyson? Like,
so where would you stand on the other side of that? Of like, let's say if somebody came to you that with something that wasn't credible about somebody else. Like, so now it's two different people that you fuck with. The
all
person
right.
that they bring in to you, like, yo, your man's blah, 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 blah. And you're like, all right, that's not really my man's. Like, that, I know that's not them.
Okay.
I got respect for you. I got respect for you, and like, how involved with that shit would you get? You know what I'm saying? Especially like if the accusations get serious.
Give me, you gotta, This is the thing with Dave. Whenever I talk to Dave, I always have to get the specifics of it because it's general. But what do you mean? Give me a specific situation. All right.
Give you a specific. All right. So let's say like the whole. Oh, you know somebody. Somebody said you took some pussy.
Okay.
And you're like, all right, I know he ain't take no pussy.
Right.
Okay.
But somebody that you fuck with is coming to you like, nah, that motherfucker took some pussy.
How do you know that?
So you would go further. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Why would you say that?
Right. Because that's what I'm saying. When you get to that point of like, even going down the rabbit hole of why did you say that? Because I already fuck with you, whatever you're going to present to me, shit, I got to keep hearing it out. And the more, it's like pulling on a thread.
Well, here's a great thing about truth, right?
Okay.
You know, I mean, when you're a kid and your math teacher says show the work?
Yeah.
The reason why they say they show the work is because it proves itself. It shows that you have an ability to do the work. It's not just about this problem. You understand the concept. So when you go, this he did this or did that, and I go, well, what would make you say that?
Right.
And you go, well, so-and-so. And then I would go, well, who's so-and-so? Like, how does he, you know, I go further because I want to know the truth. Because once somebody's lying, when you ask enough questions, it all falls apart.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It always falls apart. It may not fall apart immediately, but there's always going to be that little thing where you go, man, that don't even sound right. And then you pursue it a little further and a little further and a little further. Whereas if you're asking those questions and it's truth, it becomes more solidified because it's based in truth.
You know? Word.
So that I think that's the problem. So I go in and I speak up. Y'all know there's dudes who stole jokes who I've said, yo, steal jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I remember those days.
And they'd be like, well, he's a friend of the I don't give a fuck. Then you're friends with a thief. Nigga, you know what I mean? Like, the truth is what the truth. Well, you know, I go, well, if you pussy and you don't have no integrity, that's fine, but this is what it is. I may not even have a dog in the fight, but the truth is the truth. And if I etch upon that side, I'm always good.
Bang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truth and some
people
the truth.
That, and that's funny because some people see that as like hating. Some people see that as like, yo, so it's a weird way how the world is always divided on that shit. You
even
know what
if it's hating. Again, show me the work.
Right.
When you ask further questions, the hate will be exposed.
Yeah.
So if you hating and I go, why would you say that about dude?
Right.
Well, yo, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, me and him, I was like, let me tell you, me and him was cool back in the days. And he took my girl. And word. So how'd you feel about him taking your girl? Yo, I was hurt by that. Blah, blah, blah. So then the question is, where is this coming from?
Right.
But if you dig
deep. See, that's the thing. Regardless of where it goes, in my opinion, when you get two people that you fuck with coming like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere, if you keep digging, so somebody got to go.
Right.
So that's where I'm like, shit, how do you even entertain this? Because I love both y'all, so I don't want to get to the bottom of it. Like, if two of my people come to me with a disagreement, I'm like, all right, well, look, y'all niggas need to figure out how to just move past this. Because I don't want to know who did who wrong.
I used to think that. And then with this fucking president and all this shit, I don't think it no more. I think you got to stand up for the truth all the time.
Damn right.
Not just once in a while, because then if you let it ride, then
it's gone.
You end up with white dudes in the Capitol shitting in the fucking offices.
Right. Smearing shit.
Smearing shit on the office.
Smearing it. These dirty fucking Monster energy drinking dudes, motherfucker, was shitting and smearing it all over.
Rubbing the
actual hand.
Yeah, know, rubbing the gavel on your ass and all kinds of shit.
You know, and then they went in there. Did you see him trying to read shit?
Yeah,
them trying to read
can't
shit.
Can't even real. Read the motherfucker.
Do you do you understand the level of out of it you have to be?
Yeah, but just
them motherfuckers like, cracking me up.
I'm still blown away that like that kind of incompetence laid dormant in people who pay mortgages. People who go to work, you people who are raising family.
I mean, I don't want to get all political. I mean, if we can or we can or we can.
It's not even political. I think it's something like chemical or scientific.
Yeah, but it is. It's
some of them chicken wings.
People are signed up. People have put their whiteness over the truth.
Yeah.
So you have nothing and you say, and somebody says, yeah, but at least you're not a nigga.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, you do have a point there. So you a dude who drinks, who eats organic food in his mom's basement with horns, and then he goes, and he goes, you got nothing. Dog, you're nobody. You're nothing. Yeah, but at least you're not a nigga. And he goes, that is a point.
Oh, wow.
So they're choosing whiteness over personal integrity, over truth, over effort, over really just over truth that they're not even, you know, they're inadequate in their own life.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm nothing, but I'm white, so I'm at least I'm better than you.
Yeah, man. Them niggas need to learn how to rally, Dave.
I mean,
just get us some ZD or something. Get one of your fat redneck wives and make some fucking ZD. Get a bouncy house and a DJ.
Tuna casserole.
Right. Damn. Tuna casserole and a bouncy house. Niggas wouldn't die. That's all I'm saying. Just fucking do something different. Oh, man.
But it,
barbecue. Now,
let me ask you.
Make a rib.
But it works on every level. If you just go back to the truth.
Absolutely.
It works.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Has there ever been a time where you guys hear No Need for Apologies? Had a time you probably should have apologized, but didn't?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing, like, so you know how I say that there's this cosmic and universal laws that mm-hmm. always exist. So do you remember in I don't know if you ever took physics, inertia? You remember?
Hell yeah, nigga, I know all that
what's
shit.
What's inertia? You remember what it is?
Objects in motion tend to stay in motion.
Things
unless,
at rest tend to stay at rest. Now that seems like a scientific kind of understanding, but here's the thing. If we're discussing something, we're fighting, we're arguing. And you say something that makes me understand, man, I was wrong, right?
Okay.
The longer I take to apologize, the inertia starts to kick in. Picture that as that apology is a boulder that starts to sink in the sand.
Yeah.
And then when I deny it and I heard it and you say it again and I deny it and I deflect, it sinks deeper in the sand.
Yeah.
So when it comes time to move that apology, now you got. I got two sisters that didn't talk for 10 years.
Okay.
Over a toaster.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and because the longer they waited, they just couldn't cross that line.
Yeah.
Whereas if I say, yo, D, you know, what you call it? What won the NBA Finals in '92? And you go, nah, that was whatever.
Okay.
And I go, oh, my bad. Things in motion tend to stay in motion.
Okay. You can apologize right away, and it's just a little speed bump.
I go, nigga, you don't know nothing about basketball. I know basketball.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then you go, yo, I'm telling you, because I remember, and then you Google it, and you go, ooh.
Yeah.
Now you're like, fuck this thing, Eddie. You don't even know shit. And then it becomes about something else where you could, if you just, so there's two things you always going to do as human beings is ask for forgiveness and give forgiveness.
Okay.
That's part of the human condition.
Yeah.
Those are two things that are, so why trip? Like, why are you tripping that nobody expects you to be perfect. And if your intention is in civility and kindness, then you don't have to cover it up. But when you're a dirtbag.
Okay.
You want to be in a conversation. It's like, it's the same thing, you know, like talk about it in terms of race. I had a dude that said to me, I was in front of Stand Up New York and I was talking about Kaepernick taking a knee, da, 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 whatever. And he was like, well, let me ask you something. White dude, curly hair, cargo shorts.
Okay.
He goes, what do you think about well, let me ask you something. Why do black women have the highest rate of abortion? I go, first of all, I don't know that to be true.
I don't know where motherfuckers be getting stats from.
Where the stats come from when to wherever?
He goes, second, you know, I go, first of all, I don't know you.
Okay.
I don't really respect you.
All right.
I don't know what your intellect, what your background. My question to you is, what have you done to change the situation where all these black women are having these abortions? Did you donate? Is this you trying to be in a conversation that you don't really want? So
it's
like,
it's like you brought it up like it's a problem for you,
right?
But what are you doing about
what
it?
What are you doing about it?
You just want to be in a you just want the validation of the conversation, but you don't really give a fuck.
So with that, I ask, have you ever not apologized? Like, you was happy about it, but you should have apologized. Well, how the topic go?
If you should have apologized.
Did you apologize? Should you have, like, so have you had a situation where you should have apologized,
absolutely,
but you didn't?
But I didn't. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. What happened?
I remember I was at the cellar, right? Dave Chappelle was at the cellar, right? And when Dave's there, a mysticism comes over the top floor. And even other stars go, well, Dave's about to get on stage. Yeah. So, bless his heart, Wilson Vince gives everybody eight real fast before Chappelle went up to close, whatever. So I'm like, all right, man, because I was going last. I was in my shit. I was like, man, I'm finally one of the closers at the celebration. Chappelle coming, I understand. But I didn't like how everybody else was acting.
Right.
So Will was bringing everybody up to do a quick bullet. And I'm like, man, I'm going to go up there and fuck around, you know.
Okay.
Derek Gaines, whatever. I don't know why that night. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up. I don't give a fuck Chappelle here. Hopefully he hear me. Right? All kinds of shit.
Nigga comic energy. So I'm going to make it hot for this nigga. Like, wow. He going to feel the great boy.
Yeah, I'm in my dumb ass head. I'm completely wrong.
Right?
So fucking Trevor Noah and his what bad bitch came down. Maybe the girl he went down. They come down the steps, walk in all loud and shit. I'm on stage jamming, right? I'm jamming. I'm killing him. Whap, whap, whap. And I'm killing him. But I look over and he's with his girl just kind of like looking off like, nigga, hurry up. Dave about to get on stage. So everybody laughing, but I can only see him and his. I'm like,
ego,
motherfucker,
ego. Right?
So I'm jamming, and I'm like, why am I even thinking like this, Derek? What is wrong? You imbalanced today. You ate too many nuggets or something. You fucked up. You got too much sodium or something. You need some serotonin, Nick. Like whatever. So I get off stage. I'm Derek Gaines. Good night, y'all. Well, yeah, get the fuck off stage, Dave. Coming. So I'm walking around. I'm kind of mad. And I go, I look Noah dead in his face and go, look, man, let me get my little rocks off. I know Chappelle coming, nigga. And then I walked up.
What the fuck?
And then when I hit the system, why would I say that?
Jeez, yo.
Well, I was like, I said, yeah, let me get my little rocks off, nigga. I know Chappelle coming, right? It was so bad. And Trevor was just sitting there like, what the fuck?
Dude, it is so good. It's so good that with your ego, you were a suburban kid.
I was like,
he'd have been a fucking problem. Like, he'd have just been a goon in the projects.
If he was a shooter?
Yeah, with that kind of mentality.
If I was a hitter? Oh, you niggas wearing denim and don't want to get shot.
God.
Niggas in denim is getting shot all day today. I swear to God I'm nice out here. Anyway, no. But now, so I go up the steps and I tell Keith immediately.
He's like, why would you?
I was like, Keith, I just went down there, just kind of grabbed my dick, walked the fuck off. He was like, why the fuck would you?
Why would you do that,
dummy? And I was like, yeah. He was like,
Derek Gaines, shut up.
Yeah, it was like, shut up.
Did he tell you to go apologize?
Now you're not going
to
get a writing job. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I probably won't. But I didn't.
He told you, did Keith tell you to apologize?
No, he was like, I was just, in my head, I was like, I'm not going to say sorry. I'm going to just let it rock. Hoping he'll forget about me. He's so famous, the nigga forget.
It didn't matter,
right? Fame.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back around. You look familiar.
Have you seen him since then?
I have not.
Okay.
So, all
right. Like, you know he registered everything that you were doing.
Yeah,
this wasn't just something that happened in your head.
No,
I
said it.
But here's the thing. That's ego.
Yeah.
And ego, what is ego? Ego is like, don't you know who the fuck I am? That's what ego does. But the problem with that, it comes from an insecurity.
Yeah, absolutely.
It comes from insecurity. Mm. And the insecurity is, and just to acknowledge the insecurity and then work on it till you're better is the thing that eliminates that. But if you dabble in ego, you always gonna get. Let's put it like this. Like I said, you know, initially when we were doing Black Phillip. One of the things that I say all the time is that emotion should never get a seat at the table when you make decisions. Nobody has ever made decisions under an emotional state, and you know, very rarely is it a good decision.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're not taking in the variables.
Okay.
Like, it's the same thing with the Trump shit. It's like, we love this motherfucker because he makes us feel really white and special. That's what Trump does. And so because he does that, it doesn't matter the facts. I'm emotionally attached to this.
I will
move the stuff that goes against that.
This nigga's ecstasy for white people.
Nigga.
Trump is ecstasy for white folks.
He should vote Republican. Yeah.
We should storm that Capitol. We should storm it.
They're trying to take my guns, aren't they?
What?
This shit just start talking to you.
They will not replace us.
They won't. And Jews are going, hey, what the fuck? Yeah. We're in New York running shit. What are you talking about? Like, why do we? Why do we don't? But the ego is the insecurity, and so removing that is what gives you that Drake energy.
Okay.
It's because you've done everything so there's no question about what your value is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because there's no question, you're not trying to prove it. Like if you got millions and you go to the Bentley store and they go, what are you guys doing? All right, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Because I have the money. I'm not trying to prove nothing to you. And if you're rude because you think I'm a young black dude who don't have the paper for this, and you're not cheap, then
that's your commission, that you motherfucker. Said
that. I remember one
that's
time.
Your commission.
I remember one time I worked with this girl. I used to sell life insurance, right? Mm-hmm. At MetLife, and I worked with this Chinese woman who she was driving a Benz at the time. Like she was killing it in like life insurance and some other shit. Uh-huh. But she stopped at a dealership to get like an oil change and then browse the showroom floor.
Right, right.
And no one addressed her fast enough.
Right.
So she returned, ended her lease, and went and bought a BMW.
Yeah.
And I remember when she explained that, we thought that that was the pettiest thing in the world. We was like, damn, like, but you really got your head up your ass. But what you're saying, yeah, she totally understood. It's like, even if she's wrong.
Yeah.
She's totally fine with being wrong because it's like, yeah, well, this is how the shit made me feel, and I don't even want to.
And I don't want
to. I don't ever want to have to deal with that insecurity again.
Well, I always like relationships work the same way. Like, so if you remember Metta World Peace?
I remember Metta World Peace.
And he choked that kid.
Yep.
But he choked, the kid that he choked wasn't the kid that threw the soda. It was a dude, another dude threw the soda, and he was like, who threw the soda? And he pointed at the kid, and he choked the kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you think about what they did to the dude once they ran the tape back, they didn't arrest him. They just took his season tickets.
Okay. Right?
So you love basketball. You got, you know, $10,000 season tickets. But we're not going to fight with you. We're just going to take your access away. Just take your season tickets. And so now this guy's like, I don't think this is fair. And yeah, but you don't, I'm not arguing with you. You just don't get your season tickets. So
the guy who threw the soda or the other guy?
The guy, the actual guy. So what I'm saying, if you're in a relationship and the girl is not being respectful, you don't have to argue. Just take her season tickets.
Yeah.
Just I don't like this. I don't like this behavior. I don't like this behavior. This is non-negotiable. It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the fuck. Fair enough. I'm going to pack and go. Yeah. I just take your season tickets. Yeah. Now, it don't matter if you ain't shit.
Okay.
Because she'll be like, there you go. But if you really lead, you know, put your feet on the floor with civility and truth, kindness and stuff, that value that stacks up in the bank. That's worth a lot of emotional capital.
Okay.
Because the minute she goes with another dude who's none of those things.
None of those things.
Bro. I mean, you know, I just walked away from mine.
Yeah, yeah.
After 10. And it's in the same situation. We're in a good space. I'm real cool with it now, but that was that straw that had to be put down to be like, hey, look, this is non-negotiable.
And I used to say that to you. You figure out the best relationships are easy. Figure out what your non-negotiables are.
Right.
And then never negotiate them.
Yeah.
Never.
And that's what it was. It was like, hey, look, this is the line. And she would test it. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm out.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating to watch. There was like I don't know how to explain it because I don't want it to sound negative, like I'm bad mouthing her, but I think there was a delusional panic. There was a delusional because you watched the paradigm shift on, like, okay.
But you also, the reason why there was that stubbornness was because you told her that you weren't worthy. In other words, if you basically said you weren't trustworthy. Because if you said these are my non-negotiables, and then you negotiate them, then they wasn't non-negotiable. So you lied.
Mm.
So you lose the level of credibility simply because you didn't even follow your own rules.
That.
Like, it. So, I mean.
That's the same as as a teenager when you realize your parents is full of shit. And now right. You don't want to.
Well, we was talking about this yesterday about how comedy saved Dave because he was a half a step from being a criminal.
A whole gangster.
Right? a whole entire gangster.
Dave, right?
Not true. I went to college, y'all.
You just needed that
so did
to
I.
be a smarter gangster. Fuck that.
So did I. But
I went to college.
So did I. But I've also smacked the motherfucker in the head with a pistol and pulled the trigger where he thought he was shot because I hit him and pow! And he was like, oh, am I shot?
So you shot but hit him.
No, I hit him and hit when I shot it, I hit pull the trigger.
Oh, so all right. It fuck with it. So his brain thought he was shot. That's some cold shit.
Yeah.
You gave him a CBD shot.
Yeah, no,
I'm gonna
comedy
make him act like he did, but
comedy did save that.
We know street dudes. Why do you respect the street dude? Because if he say I'm gonna come see you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that's going. The next time that meeting is there,
yeah,
his credibility goes. It's just going.
He there.
Yeah.
That boy.
See,
there.
That's the crazy thing.
He wasn't even late.
The streets won't test you. The streets won't test you, but a woman will.
And the streets will test you too.
See, I don't know. I'm from the burbs, guys. Cul-de-sac black. I was pampered. I don't. I always tell you, I've only been in a relationship 5 months. I don't know.
Derrick Gay's mom said, boy, you all ashy. Come here. She lotioned him up in the street. You got lotioned in the street?
Listen. Literally that.
Yeah.
I was born crackly, dry as fuck. They had to put me on A&D ointment for the first 3 years, for the first 3 days of my new life.
That's heavy duty.
I was actually moisturized from the womb, nigga, because I came out fucked up.
Yeah.
I am special. You
so
have
you
to understand.
Just got 3 years of being rubbed?
My mama
Jesus
told me.
You know you got material.
She said, nigga, you came out of my womb bone fucking dry. Yeah. I was like, what? And then they had to.
Yeah.
So I've been, I've been, oh, shit. Day three.
Yeah. I had an Audi belly button. So that just lets you know my mom wasn't doing something right. Like, that's how much I was getting touched.
Oh, no. It was like, leave it. It'll fall off.
Shit. Oh, no.
It'll fall off. Dave, little Dave.
Belly button was reaching for help.
Yo, this is the crazy shit about that shit, right? My name on the block was Naval Boy for a little while because my mom sent me out in a belly shirt in the 80s, you know, that goofy
the
shit.
Little crop top.
So the motherfuckers see my belly button. They start hitting me with that shit, right?
Niggas, look.
Here's the crazy thing.
Audi belly buttons will get you a lot of heat.
Bro, like, that was my name. Like, it was years later. I would still get tormented about that a little bit on the block. And then in the process of me asking my mom, like, why do I have an Audi belly button? My mom would lash out. Like, my mom would lash out at me because she knew she fucked up. Like, she did something wrong and she just ain't want to admit. You know what I mean? Like, she just, I tried something different. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, all right, shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that the credibility of that, but the credibility in the relationship is just as important. That if you say what you mean what you say. You know, but you gotta live that all the time.
Yeah.
Can't
half-ass it.
If you live it all the time,
yeah,
then you're not insecure.
Yeah.
You're not running around because liars are always afraid to be exposed. No matter how little it is. I mean, I always say there's certain dudes, you know, when you sweep the kitchen floor, at the end of when you put the dustpan, there's always that line of dirt, right? It's certain niggas that sweep that line of dirt under the refrigerator. And a certain thing is to go get a piece of paper, newspaper, and they clean it up. You always want to be the dude that cleans it up. What are you doing when people are not watching you? is where the confidence comes from. Because even the dude who's got the clean kitchen, all of a sudden the ice make it on work. You got to pull it out. Now you got a desert underneath your. But you know what I'm saying? And what's funny about the insecurity of you not being, of you being a fraud, it goes through, it permeates everything you do, the way you walk, the way you talk, how you do business, relationships, basketball, friendships. It always, because you always don't feel like, you know, I say this all the time. It's like a dude who's 5'4", if he lies and says he's 5'6", it's because he don't think that 5'4" is enough. So he has to lie about it. He goes, so it doesn't matter how intelligent he is, how confident he is, he still feels 5'4 ain't good enough, so I got to lie about it.
Okay.
And anytime somebody's lying or exaggerating or whatever, it's because it's an it's a tell to the inadequacies. And those inadequacies, if you're not working on them or you're not accepting, then it permeates everything you do. And women are the best at reading the subtleties, because every time a woman goes out, she could be raped or killed. And so her ability to read the subtleties is almost non-cognitive. She, you know, like you see a girl, you have a homegirl, and she'd be like, yo, that dude is creepy. Uh-huh. And they just, because what they're feeling is this guy's inconsistency. Or they're feeling something, it don't all, it's, there's incongruency. So that incongruency could be just he's a clown, but it could also be this nigga's trying to cut me up and eat me.
I still have not been around that energy, man.
What do you mean?
Like
it's
those
the minority
kind of,
report.
Those kind of dudes that are like,
sure you have, they full of comedy. They all over comedy.
What, like the guys that like are creepy towards women, like they want to eat them and shit like that?
Not eat them, but there's
just levels? Shit.
Yeah, that maybe not eating, they not cannibalize them.
I'm fucked up, man.
Look at your girl, she's like, it's creepy, dude.
I know, I hear
I love all your expressions,
that.
Miss Lady. Keep,
you know
me, keep them up. I love
me.
Them. It's the barometer.
It's a certain level of energy that I do not pick up on in that comedy sphere.
But because you're not affected. You're not worried about getting raped.
You know?
You're not worried about a creepy dude raping you.
You're not.
I get that, but
look
like,
at your girl. You can hear me, right? Every time you go out, you have to think, could this dude rape me?
I get that, but I'm talking about, like, they talk about people having creepy vibe, like, in the room amongst people.
But
and I'm like, how, if I'm in the room with this creepy motherfucker and he being creepy with you, I don't feel that. Like, or how are we not picking up on
Dave autistic.
It's not, that's what I'm saying. What am I missing at the party?
The same thing like when people say racism don't exist. If it don't affect you.
Yeah, if it don't affect
why
you,
why would
you
see it? If it doesn't.
So I just be that out of my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you?
Here go me. Remember at Sin City? I'm making it rain. And you like, nigga, there's killers all over this club.
Aware.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Nigga, cul-de-sac. I'm at, hear me, cul-de-sac black.
Yeah.
First, got my first MTV show. I got a couple dollars on me now.
Yeah.
I'm out there falling in love with these hoes on stage. Yeah!
Good time.
And here go the DJ. My nigga Derek A's from MTV.
Dave,
killer senses go up like, oh,
because these niggas threw a light. They threw the fucking spotlight on him.
And he's throwing money.
And he got the girl, and he didn't already hit the ATM, I think, if not once, twice. So you already know, Bronx. You already know, it's Wednesday night. It's amateur night. The whole hood is here.
The whole hood.
And this nigga's just hanging out by the ATM. They just watch to see who hits the ATM. I peeped all that when I walked in.
But see,
that's why I run with killers.
But that is her, this nigga's creepy.
Yeah, okay.
Do you feel what I'm saying?
You
get it, but it affects you, so it's the same thing.
Okay. Because, when they hit him with that, we got to go.
Gotta get the
these
fuck
niggas
out
like,
here.
I was with...
That was one of the best nights of my life. Because I was like, oh, shit. That was some, like, movie shit.
I went to Patrice's barbecue one day, and Keith brought this dude to the barbecue, right? And he was cool, like, hey, how y'all doing? Da da da. But as soon as he walked in, I was like, there's a disturbance in the force.
Okay.
There's a killer. Wow. And you could just feel
it. Like that kind of energy.
I was like, Keith, right? And he looked at me, and we were like, Yeah, you know, like
yeah, I know that face.
Yeah. And I say, as a joke, I say, Keith, stop bringing killers around and then fucking up the forts.
Uh-huh.
I know this nigga.
Uh-huh.
I don't know him, but I know him.
I know him.
And he laughed. But it was like, it's real. It's that, you know, it's that you feel, if you're there and you, even if you got some of it in you, you could, or you're in that environment, you learn to
read that. I hate when niggas do that shit.
What do you mean?
What?
I've had a few niggas do dumb shit like that to me.
Like what?
Like I walk in the room, and I've had a nigga do that shit, like as I come into a room, actually yell out, this nigga's comeback game is crazy. And I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
What do you mean comeback?
Like,
this nigga's comeback game.
Because I had just took an L, but it wasn't for everybody to know.
Right, you know what I mean?
That's it. You know, like everybody that was at the table wasn't even into that. You know what I mean?
Oh, why? That's that gangster movie shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
like the beginning of it. Like the beginning of the movie. Like it ain't no violence yet. Because you're trying to be... Right, and then somebody say, "Yo, but this nigga comeback ain't crazy."
But because no,
with that
it's
shit
not.
In his voice.
It's not that. It's a misunderstanding. It's a total misunderstanding. Like I'm not that guy. I'm around some shit, but I'm not into it.
Let me ask you something. Was your comeback game ridiculous? Was your comeback?
I didn't think so.
Well, did you come back?
Maybe to them they thought so. Okay. I was with me the whole time.
Right.
So
there you go, boy. But here, you feel what I'm saying? It's like. Dudes will say, I get that from dude all the time. Like, if you live in your life, like, you know, that's why I say never ask a girl for relationship advice.
Okay.
Because you never, if you want to know how to hunt deer, you don't ask the deer, you ask the hunter. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, the deer is just being the deer. Like, bloop, bloop, bloop. It knows everything to get away from you. But if you want to know how to get the deer, you got to ask the nigga that's going to sit in the tree stand at 5 o'clock in the morning, pee in a bottle, and put deer piss on the
yeah,
base.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything that is. Because he does.
What's
that's
that
what
shit
he.
Called the J.B. Hunt.
Yeah, yeah. The deer piss.
My bad. Go ahead.
But you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's. When you're experiencing that, then you have that, and those are your concerns. But what's interesting is, here's the thing, the universal aspect of it is, it's your, yo, this dude is a killer. He's a shooter. Or this dude is the comeback dude is the same thing as a girl's, yo, this dude's creepy. I don't know. I don't feel safe. It's the same thing.
I like it, man.
But when you learn that it's, then you it could be universal.
Yeah.
Then you could do it with the right agent or the right lawyer or the job or the, you know, you just got to pay attention.
Right.
You and see what, once you have the philosophy, you just got to see what matches up.
No doubt.
You know.
All right, we're going to bring this up to a close. We're closing up on an hour here. I'm going to get some plugs in. Irish, can you give me the plug music real fast, man? Dante, thank you for coming.
Man, thanks for coming, man.
Man School, you know what I mean?
Fucking up. I don't know.
I think it's the Lysol, cat. Man. Lysol, they go heavy with that, man.
Ooh, it's
tell
right
the people where they can find you at there real fast, man.
DanteNero.com. My podcast is manschool202.com. If you need to book time with me, Man School. Instagram is the Dante Nero. Everything's on that. I'm just getting my merch together and stuff. So getting that up in the consultations.
Check out his comedy too, man. Dante's a very funny fucking stand-up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it, bro.
Get his
YouTube numbers up and all that shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Derek, anything to plug, man?
Nothing much. Just King Staten Island's on HBO.
So let me say something.
What's so good, dog?
Oh,
yeah, the whole
movie. So, I mean, it was a good movie, good, but I mean, I was gleefully bright and shiny watching your work, man. It was dope. It was
okay,
real
work.
Dope.
I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to try to get
well, you
shit.
Ain't got no choice.
All right, do something else.
What you going to do, be mediocre?
Yeah, I can't
you gonna
be mediocre.
You going to be mediocre and then storm the Capitol? Stop.
Yeah. Mediocre niggas. What you got, Dave?
All right, so subscribe to No Need for Apologies.
Please.
On the YouTube.
Subscribe.
All right, new episode Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can also watch Wednesday at 1 p.m. on GasDigitalNetwork.com. You don't need to subscribe to watch, but you do need to subscribe to join the live chat. But join the live chat. Come in there, hang
live
out
chat
with
funny.
Us, talk. We fucking around, building it, all right? Also, DaveTempleComedy.com. My first special, the second one, is available now exclusively at DaveTempleComedy.com. I think that's about it for right now, man. It's live shows, but we're not really supposed to be talking about those.
Yeah.
I can't help myself.
Yeah. those are the prohibition shows.
Yeah, man. This is a fun thing, man. You know,
they outside and socially distanced. That's the shit you gotta say. They outside and socially distanced, and people got the masks and hand sanitizer. Yeah, for if the COVID is listening,
if you know, you know.
It's all social distance.
If the CDC is listening,
we all have 95 NRA masks that put the dent in your face.
All right, guys, this has been great though, man. It's been no need for apologies. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Peace.